So had you sort of had it in your mind when you graduated from high school that you would go on to college?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That was just something that I just took for granted. I was going to go on to college and, you know, like, there isn't anything else to do. Mm-hmm. You just go to college. Mm-hmm. And because, well, like I said, I wanted to fly. And my mother used to tell me, you know, if I was interested in boys or anything, if I did something a little bit boisterous or anything. Now, you said you wanted to fly. Now, if you're going to fly, don't you think that you should watch your behavior, or don't get involved with this one or that one, because that's not good for you. Mm-hmm. After all, you wanted to fly. Mm-hmm. And so she would kind of use that as a leverage point.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I did actually want to learn how to fly, oh, no, the plane will fall down and break into a million pieces. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go do anything I want to, but don't, you know, as long as I didn't rock the boat, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the aeronautical engineering, oh, I thought that would be great, because then I eventually thought, okay, I'll do the aeronautical engineering, and I'm going to be a test pilot, and eventually I'll be out at Boeing Field. And I thought, well, I'd be working at Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that was going to be a big deal for me. That's one thing I really, when I got talked out of it, it was crushing.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school full-time then when you went to school?
Yeah.
And you still lived at
home? Yeah, I lived at home, and I had to commute from Auburn. Let's see, how many miles is that? 25 miles south of Seattle. Yeah, I'd go down about 5 o'clock in the morning, catch the Greyhound, and go into Seattle, go to class, and then come home a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I commuted between school and home.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of, a social life did you have during?
I didn't have any social life at that time because I didn't know anyone. In fact, is I just even dated just 2 or 3 times only in high school because, like, you know, still shy, and I just didn't have the audacity to walk up and say hello to somebody. Oh, that was for everybody else but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my social life when I was in that first quarter was zero.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend in high school, in college. So she and I sometimes would go to a movie in the afternoon, and then, well, she lived in another part of Seattle, so she had to catch a certain bus, and then I had to catch the bus, you know, to go home. So that was about the extent of my social life.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet your husband in
school,
Washington, when you were in college?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, you'd also mentioned you had started to do things like being in a hiking club and some things like
that.
Uh-huh. How did you meet him?
Well, oh dear. Okay, that was the fall of 43, I had that one quarter. Then, December, we came down here because my father was stationed down here.
Mm-hmm.
About a year later, we went back up north again. We lived in Portland for a short time. My mother decided I was dating too much because I was working in an office, and she decided, nope, we better go back to Seattle, I guess because she thought she'd have better control of me, or I'd get back to that school or something or other. So then we went back up there, and my memory of when we got back up there is kind of vague, but anyway, I started school again at Seattle University, and I guess I went for about a couple of years then, and he was in, well, he had about a year or two of service. He got out, and I met him in the fall of 46 at Seattle University.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were married a year later.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't meet him, you know, as soon as he started school.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of was aware of him because he was dating a girlfriend of mine, and she thought he was silly and so forth, and then I had just broken up with someone, and so, I don't know, you know how you won't pay attention to what your girlfriend is saying. Once in a while, she'll say, well, I had a date with so-and-so, and I think he's this or that, and, oh, yeah, well, who's that? You know, oh, that's that guy over there, and then I think we had our first date in February, and that's the way it's been ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, your family moved down for a while to...
Yeah, we lived in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was stationed at San Pedro, and then that's when I worked in at Doak's.
Mm-hmm. So you'd moved down here, and had you already started to go to school at Loyola then, or was that...
No, I didn't go there at all, because, see, when I got out of high school, and I didn't go to college down here at all, talking to that priest, it was so disappointing. You know, like I said, women just don't belong in that, they don't belong anywhere else but home. That's it. And so my mother and I decided, I guess my mother did, well, we can't just sit around in an apartment, a small apartment, all day long, so she said, well, come on, let's go out and see if we can't get a job together. So she went to work, and she was running a drill press, and I was a riveter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got into this.
So that had happened in a period when sort of you had been disconnected from your life up in,
right, yeah,
in Washington.
Yeah.
And you were just sort of settling into being...
Yeah, out of high school, you know, in other words, I don't have to go to school anymore, and it was sort of in between. Well, I've had a little bit of school. I guess I never really thought about my future, per se, you know, as far as, well, I'm going to do this for a short time, and then when the war's over, I'll do that or that, or when I get back up north, I'll do this or that. I can't remember any plans that I had. It was just, oh, life is just simply great, and no responsibilities, nothing like that, and I can just do whatever I feel like. And when I worked, when my social life was still zero until, let's see, well, of course, I knew the people I worked with, but I became acquainted with a fellow who worked at that same place, and he was a welder. And, let's see, I was 17, and he was 34, and he was crippled in some way. There was something wrong with the hip bone or something, because he walked with a horrible limp.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a great time with him, because naturally he could get gas for the weekends, and he'd take me any place I wanted. So I took the 3A book, and I saw all the tourist things of Los Angeles at that time. It's like, Knott's Berry Farm didn't exist. There was an alligator farm across the street. And there was just more things. He'd take me anywhere I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And every weekend I was out with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my mother thought about me going with such an old man like that, but I don't know. We had a heck of a lot of fun. I don't think she was aware of half the things I did, because we would, let's see, we would go to some places. Gee, there was some nightclub we went into. They had a striptease going on, and I was, oh, she's got all her clothes off. I was embarrassed.